Recording.
All right, let's call a meeting to order.
Murphy?
Here.
Anderson?
Here.
Buffo?
Here.
Perry?
Here.
Ping? Robbins?
Here.
Stuber?
Here.
Want to join me in that Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We welcome you to remain standing if you choose while we pray. Lord, we thank you. We ask you to help us. We ask you, Father, for your wisdom as we deal with the issues, we deal with the things that are before us, and we just thank you, Father, for causing us to see the right decisions and make the right decisions for the betterment of this community. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's get the text. We have no public comments, which makes it easy. All right, reports. Engineers are not here. From our discussions at the last couple meetings, what I'd like to move forward with on the engineering stuff. Right now, because of the unemployment rate and all that stuff, we can get 60% back on water projects. I would like to go ahead and plan water projects. We have quite a bit we can do. We can do loans. I'd like to write up the projects and really start moving forward on those while we can still get the 60%. Because I don't know how, after the next, they do the
census.
Thank you. I was like, lost the word. After they do the census and stuff like that, I don't know if, well, actually qualify again. So I'd like to move forward on that. I'd like to do it through the low interest loan and the loan forgiveness. So, and I think the way we have, would have to go back over the project and stuff. I want to push the engineers so they can write up a project and we can start moving forward. On the sewer project, I'm open for any kind of discussion on this whatsoever. It's only 15%, if I'm saying this right, it's only 50% loan forgiveness right now, currently under the program. We missed the one where they had a little bit bigger things. I'd like to put that on the back burner for right now with the option of seeing what I want to. We're going to have to do something to it. So we need to start planning and making some moves forward on it. And I want to start doing a 20-year plan on that. But I think the water is the most important thing to head forward on. So all I need from you guys is okay to move forward on the water and any discussion on the sewer. If you guys want to start moving forward on it or if you want to kind of put it on the back burner and see what they have after the first of the year on grants and stuff. Discussion, comments? I know you, did you watch any of that? Or
I didn't watch it yet. I've read through this stuff and understood it, so.
Perfect. I figured you would understand it. Out of all the board members, you'd understand it.
I don't know if it wouldn't be a bad idea to have them start looking at engineering-wise and design-wise if what we want to look at. So then it's there. It's something we're going to have to pay for anyways. It's there sitting there. So if a grant does come by or
we're ready to go,
then we know a little more hard dollars, you know, what it's going to cost. So it's there ready to go.
Okay. I'm good on that, too.
That's just my opinion.
No, that was my other plan, so. And that kind of falls into the 20-year plan, too, on ideas and reaching out to our two neighboring areas and see if maybe if they want to do a joint project with us also. So save us money on part of it and actually have a revenue source that would actually to do repairs later on.
I guess that also is if we decide, if we're not looking at selling
to
like
exactly.
American Water, I guess that probably needs to be a discussion also.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about this and we looked at the plans and what we have going forward. And I figured we'd digest it over the next couple months and look through it and ask questions of engineering. But like Ryan said, we've talked about selling the systems. Mm-hmm. And we can bring like a American Water or one of those American Water would probably come in and talk to us. You guys are all welcome to meet with the American Water rep. There's a new one in this area. Can't think what his name is because the guy that you knew that I think he got promoted and moved up. And I met the new guy, and I can't think what his name is. I've got an email from him. If I think about it, I'll forward your contact. If I don't think about it, Aaron, remind me and send me an email saying you said you're going to send this to me. And you guys, every one of you are welcome to meet with the rep.
And we're getting closer to make a better decision on that too, because we kind of know some dollars amounts. You know, we can. I'm not saying that's going to be that our best option of selling it, but we can at least make an good educated guess now.
Perfect.
Which would be a better route, long term wise.
And to kind of catch you up a little bit, Jared, on this, if we sell the system, rates will go up. No question of mine. They'll be about the same as what Champaign Urbana are. Sydney's just has water, and Philo just has water. So we can kind of look at their rates too. I mean, because they've all sold their systems. And that's kind of what our rate.
Sidoras only has water as well.
Sidoras only has water. Philo only has water. Sydney only has water. Right?
You could look at Fisher.
Fisher.
They sold their water and sewer system.
Okay.
And if American were to buy you, you would be part of that system, so those would be your rates.
So we kind of know what the rates are going to be. I think Philo pays, we're using Matt's bill as an example, because I think that's like a family of four-ish, and he was paying like $45 a month, I think, for just water only. So that kind of gives you kind of an idea.
Well, that was in that thing that he brought us last week, right?
I think so.
Where he did the comparisons.
Yes,
rates.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But if the benefits of selling the water system, one, we don't have to deal with it anymore. The water and sewer both. We don't deal with any of it. They will come in and we can kind of direct them what we want done a little bit. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Mark, but we already know our plans. We know what we're deficient in. And they will come in and we can say, well, if you buy our system, we want you to fix all of this. And they'll dump so much money into the system. And I know Sidoras, they dumped, or no, yeah, Sidoras, they dumped $1 million into, or pretty darn close.
1.2 or 3.
Yeah, and they only paid him, paid him for the system.
The agreement that you work out is you know, you've got trouble spots in town that you're concerned about, or specific things. You've got plans back from the engineers that tell you all these things. You can prioritize what you want. And then if you were to sell, what you do is you put a request for proposals up, but you can put in there what it is you're requiring them to do within a certain time period. So you could say you got to do the following things within 4 years. Oh, and this hot button issue, you got to get completed within a year. And you can put that right in, and those generally don't affect your sales price.
And then they're responsible for keeping compliant with new regulations, and that's something, I think that's just going to get more restraints and stricter as time goes on.
Yeah, and I think what you've done is you've got all these engineering assessments of what you need to do over, say, the next decade with estimates as to what it's going to cost, and then they give you projections as to what your rates need to be in order to pay for those things, and then you use that to figure out if it makes sense to try to sell it.
And that's what we did. We did a rate study, and they did a really good job. I don't know if I sent you all that information.
I don't have that, but what I think you'll eventually, what I'll recommend that you eventually do, is that we pay that consultant to come back in, look at all that information, and then give you some recommendations. And about a third, 30% of the time he recommends you don't sell the system, but he'll also tell you what he thinks the system is worth, and he's one of like 20 system appraisers in the whole country. So
I think last time he said sell the sewer, keep the water, or something like that.
Yeah, and he said, without charging us, he looked at it and he told me, he said, I'd keep the water system because it's not hard to keep. But your challenge is going to be getting licensed people to manage this stuff. Right now you've got a company that does it for you, but what I run into a lot of smaller communities is the license requirements are significant, and once you get somebody who's kind of properly licensed, that person's going to walk to a bigger community or get hired away by one of the water companies just because we can't afford to pay them. So you'll go through analysis, and it may make sense, it may not be, but the sewer system could have some pretty sick capital expenditures over time, and that would drastically affect your rates. So that's kind of the balance of this, to see if you want to put this off or not.
So, I mean, it
so
would give us.
If we sold it, our rates would go up $18.
For each? Each one, or 18 overall?
18 for water and.
Sewer would probably be quite a bit more.
27?
But they need to go up regardless if we keep them or sell them anyway. So.
Well, are they giving you some projections that tell you if you upgrade the sewer plant and do everything you're supposed to, mm-hmm. what rates will look like? Projected rates are like in 5 or 10 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, and one of the things you can do, and Fisher, they chose not to do it, but you can also negotiate where you don't have the rates increase for a period of time up to 2 years. But when they did the cost-benefit analysis in Fisher, they said no, and they had a lot of community pushback against the idea, had a couple of public meetings, and then everybody pretty much was saying, well, why didn't we do this earlier? These numbers, you know, speak for themselves, and so the community was very supportive of the change. So
we're looking
that's what happened in Sydney, too.
And the way I understood it is when they, if they buy it, those... You know, you're thinking, oh, that's a lot of money. Just Tolono's going to get raised a bunch. It's kind of spread out through all the towns and
all
communities
the
that they.
All the improvements that you're going to need are going to get paid for by me over in Champaign.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that I don't mind in Champaign is that you're such a tiny percentage of what that whole region is. It doesn't have a big impact on that. And the advantage is that their cost of doing business is so much lower. That one of the reasons why you see a lot of small communities have low rates is because they're simply not putting any money aside to fix up the system later. So when you bring that in, then all of a sudden you do get the advantage of this big cost of or big savings due to size. So it may or may not make sense, but you can bring somebody in that can help you make sense out of the stuff, and then you ultimately control. What the decision is, not the water company, not the village lawyer, not any of these engineers or consultants.
But we have the next few meetings to catch up on it and think about it.
But yeah.
That'd be about $45 a month, is that right, Jared?
If you compare it to Champaign, they are 58. Water, they are 58.19 and sewer at 22.80.
That's their base price?
According to this rate study, yes. Monthly water charge as of October 2019.
They're normally picking a certain amount of water usage and average water usage, and then they're using that.
Is that the Burns and Clancy rate study?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was like 5,500 or something like that, I think.
But it's something to think about. It's numbers to crunch. And talk to the community. Talk to your people in your area. See what they think. I mean, with the benefits to the village are tremendous.
5,250 gallons.
Okay. The benefits to the community are good. But, I mean, the village, we wouldn't have to read water meters anymore, so we don't need that employee. We don't need, I mean, it's, we can cut down employees if, you know, we just concentrate on roads, and plus we'd have a couple $1 million we could do something with, build a community center. I don't know, fix up downtown, or I mean, we could do something with that money. Put a little bit away for the rainy day. So.
Yeah, I can't guess what the number would be, but it would probably be well in excess of that
bit.
Number. Fisher's system sold for $5 or $6 million for the water and the sewer system.
I mean, ours is bigger, isn't it? We're bigger than Fisher.
Yeah. And then the real weird thing to possibly get your arms around, but a system that's in bad shape is worth more than a system that's in good shape. Because the state statute rewards capital investment in the systems to the waters company, and they get a guaranteed rate of return that hits 8%. So, so they have an incentive to buy something that needs a lot of capital. And it's the legislature's way of trying to help bail out a lot of small communities without having to pop up any money itself.
So, just lots to think about.
I like Mark's idea of having somebody come in and give us their estimation and advice.
You've got a lot of data, and the mayor's saying, hey, kind of look at it, think about it. This isn't happening yesterday. And then
we've got his write-ups. What's that guy's name?
Jerry Hartman.
Jerry Hartman. We've got his write-up from a few years ago, too. Now we have more data that we can give to him to go through and chug through now since we've done those studies. That was the whole point of those studies.
Right.
So we can make a better informed decision.
Yeah, so he'll analyze it, and he'll actually make a recommendation where he flat out says, I recommend that you don't sell it, and this is why. But in it, he'll also put a valuation on the system. He'll appraise the system. So
perfect.
You'll know what, whether it's a $2 million number, $6 million number, or whatever that is, which is really helpful. That doesn't mean that's what you'll sell it for, but and we're in a pretty good area. You know, we might get Aqua to bid, and that would help keep Illinois American honest in its offer. And if that happens, then that's where we have a chance to match or beat the appraisal, which is what happened to us in Fisher. And the same thing happened in Sidwell's.
Just a question, do they do sewer, storm sewer, too, as well?
Yeah, and Illinois American would buy the sewer system.
No, storm sewers. Like where the
no, not storm
no,
sewer.
Sir.
That would be nice, though, wouldn't it? Just be done.
All right.
Well,
you'd be interested, too, with all the infiltration we're getting from rainwater.
But it sounds like if we redo a couple of lift stations, that'll take care of some of that infiltration. All right. So, anything else on this before we move on? All right, Public Works. We need to approve the quotes for the east lift station. Let's go ahead and right now, since we have all this other stuff going on, hold on to that for now. We can't do anything with it anyway. We can't put it up for bid. Police Department?
We got the bid for the body cameras. I don't have the one for the computers yet. I got a hold of the guy. He said he had jury duty and he's trying. But I've got copies. I don't know if you want me to pass it around. Or
okay. Ping asked a question and you answered it.
Yes. From what I saw, these are
cheaper.
A lot less expensive. Than
a lot of the county went to WatchGuard cameras. And so Ping wanted them to compare the WatchGuard that a lot of the other county or a lot of the other agencies are using. And he did, and from what he saw, these were cheaper.
Do we know WatchGuards or the other ones?
These are the ones that he's looking at are cheaper.
Do we know why they went to WatchGuard?
That's just the state bid. That's why I went to it. And we tried out a bunch of different ones.
I saw what Rick had, the quotes that he got last year.
The cheapest, if I was reading it right, the cheapest one the WatchGuard has is $500 a piece more than what we're looking at with a battery that doesn't last as long. So we would have to go up the next step, which is $600 a piece more, and the ones we're looking at are what we have is $295 a piece.
And I don't know what U of I, what unit U of I got, but they last 12, 13 hours. I mean, as long as you're not running them constantly.
Yeah, I think these were supposed to, we would be able to get to a 10-hour shift. They have the Bluetooth trigger that they can have set up. When you turn on your overhead lights, the camera automatically turns on. So there's no, especially at the beginning, I'm guessing it would take a while for us to get used to. When you're in the car, stopping a car or something's going on,
mm-hmm.
It's on automatically, so it's working. They did say, basically they would come over and take out all the old systems out of the cars and put in that Bluetooth trigger for $175, I think it was, a car. So there'd be another $500-$600 for that. But on the other hand, if we were to take it somewhere else, we'd have to schedule it, and it may cost more to get that done, and they would come on site and basically get it done at the same time.
And they're going to train you guys on this system. And we do not have this on the thing to vote on, do we?
No.
And then hopefully by the next meeting, I'll have the quote for the MDCs. I'm thinking, just to hope, that we can come in with the body cameras and the MDCs under what was budgeted for the cameras altogether. We'll see if that happens or not.
Just to think about this, is everybody okay with this, going with just the body cams for now? Anybody have a problem with this? So I'm going to put this on the agenda to approve next meeting so we can get this said and done. So now we have cameras. We're not going to do the interview room camera. They're going to use body cams and all that
stuff.
And
we do, at least on there, we have six.
Yes.
Which that would leave us spares if something were to happen. There's a docking station.
That's a great idea.
To download the information, but if we would happen to interview somebody there, we could set one up.
Are you getting docking stations in the cars too or not?
I don't.
They charge. I mean, all it do is charge it. So.
Yeah. I mean, basically, whoever is working out of here would just put it in the docking station and it would get charged, I assume. And if we have somebody that takes one home, they would have a docking station. So I would just have to remember to, which we do with our batteries for our portables and everything else. So have that set up.
Cool. All right. We'll make sure that's on the agenda for next meeting. Anything else?
Cool. That's all I got.
Perfect. Any questions for Justin? Perfect.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, Treasurer, any question about the bills?
Make a motion to pay bills as presented.
Wait a second. Roll call.
Anderson?
Yes.
Beppo?
Yes.
Harry?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Oh, so if you go to the invoices on the bills, I don't know if you guys remember, we were having a
little... Why are we having this discussion after we just approved
it? No, this is actually, this is nothing to approve. If you go to the bills, the Casey bill, we actually have a credit on now. I don't know if you remember, we stopped using the Casey cards because they moved over to another thing. They finally caught up and refunded our late fees and stuff, so we actually have almost $100. And you said we got interest on it. So it's actually each month it goes up a little bit because nobody's using the Casey cards because I took them all away from everybody until we got this straightened out. So eventually we're going to have to use Casey's cards again, or we can just continue getting interest on the account.
Can you sign that?
That's from
AMRF money into the Casey account.
I know, right? Because it's just making more than AMRF right now. So let's see. And then sewer credits. I didn't see any. Did I miss it? I always see this one. Okay, no sewer credits. Regular session minutes, November 5th, 2019.
Make a motion to approve it's November 5th, regular session minutes.
And 13th.
And it did end 13th.
Regular sessions, regular and special meeting?
Do what? I'm sorry.
Regular and special meeting?
Executive session has to be...
No, this one.
What are we doing?
Do
special meeting.
Oh, yeah. Yes, please. Do both.
Regular.
Sorry.
Yeah, the November 5th and November 13th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Perfect. Now executive session. Sorry. I missed the second one on there.
I make a motion to approve the executive session minutes of November 5th, 2019.
Second. Roll call.
Anderson?
Yes.
Beppo?
Yes.
Harry?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Okay, no old business. New business, approve to let Brandy attend the annual conference.
No! Just kidding.
What was the,
Cost?
Cost, up to what, Brandy?
Sixteen.
Because you had this all broke down.
Did you include per diem? Good job.
$16.40.
I did get any scholarships. You did really good last time.
If I do not.
Oh, is it
she's gonna apply for some?
Yeah. See, she got you've gotten a scholarship every time, haven't you?
Yep.
Cool.
Motion to approve the expenditure of up to $1,650 to send the village clerk to the IIMC 2020 annual conference.
Second.
Call.
Anderson?
Yes.
Beppo?
Yes.
Harry?
Yes.
Robin?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
And the ordinance for the tax levy.
Has it come to that again?
Ordinance 18.
Tax levy.
$0.22
more
to mail that.
Yes.
I know,
right? They overpaid their final bill.
I see.
They put it for a straight amount instead of what their final bill actually was.
It reminds me of the Big Lebowski when he writes a check for like 35 cents for milk.
All right. Ordinance 2019-018.
Question mark. As a village, capital improvement fund, I noticed that we don't have one in our tax levy. Is that something that can be in the tax levy?
You would be, you can, yes and no. It can be, but it would be something you would have to put to the voters.
Okay.
So you can't add it, you can
right.
put it in your appropriation ordinance. And you can levy towards it off of some fund, but create a separate line item to start doing it. That's a new tax and put that to
right.
voters.
So the reason I ask is because of all of these water improvements.
Yes.
We constantly are just looking at things from the water rate perspective as
yes.
opposed to the infrastructure of this community perspective. Which most of those things are paid for through a small portion of their tax bill. And having it as, and including my tax bill, and having that as a capital improvement fund portion of our levy, that allows us, when all of these water projects are done, it gives us a specific fund for improvements of anything and everything infrastructure related. Is that correct?
If you decided to do it
that's
that
how much
way,
levy, right?
Yes. My guess is the amount that you would raise or could raise with the tax is so minuscule, it would probably have little to no impact on the water.
Okay.
You can only levy so much.
Right. Okay.
I have a question now. For the ESDA fund, you have $11,165, and then we levied $874.
Yes, we did.
We bought them a truck. That cost us $20,000. Can we put that in there? I mean, it wouldn't raise it, but...
We can. We're capped on several areas, but ESDA would not. ESDA, the audit and insurance, we wouldn't be. Our levy right now is 1.9% more than last year. We could add another 3%. But if we go over 5%, then I need to do a little add in the paper. And we're
that's not a little
short.
Add. That's a black box.
Yeah, and we're starting to run short on time to be able to do that.
Because, I mean, this is, like, so little. It's up to you guys if you want to bump this up a smidge. We talk about it every time, and we end up just going with the regular levy every time.
Well, I mean, candidly, your real estate tax is such a small amount of what you spend overall anyway.
It's a very minute amount. Up to you guys. What do you want to do?
When do we have to have this approved by?
It needs to be approved and filed by the last Tuesday of December.
So go.
I wouldn't suggest going past the next meeting.
I was going to say, in the next meeting, we'd have to have a decision.
Well, we'd have two more meetings before we have to have that decision, but.
And Mark has to hurry.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'll do whatever you want to do, but I think it would be good practice to get done in the first, because we don't know what the weather's going to be and all kinds of weird things, and it's not a huge amount of money compared to your total annual expenditure, but it's still pretty significant, and we just don't want to blow that.
Let's table this then, and everybody send their recommendation, go through it, send their recommendations to me, and we'll compile them, send them to Mark, and we'll have redo it, and we'll present two options the next meeting. One with the options in there, one with just this regular one. Okay, anybody have a problem with that? Perfect. All right. I didn't see any special permits. Anything for the good of the order? We're here. Anybody have anything you want to discuss?
What we want to put on the building.
Oh, yes, yeah, thank you. Just talked about
that. Well, for the Tom Powell, do we just want to put like Thomas Powell building or Tom Powell?
Well, he never went by Thomas, he always went by Tom.
Yeah.
So I would just leave the Tom.
P O W E L L, right?
Is it two L's or one?
Ask her how she'd like it.
If you don't mind doing that, and then tell her, she knows what we're gonna do, right? And she's okay with it. Ask her. I mean, because that way we can get it to Ryan, and we can get it ordered.
I'll get a quote from him. So.
Are we looking at putting something? Like, what are we?
I got the information to match those letters exactly. I would probably. Those are 16-inch letters. I'd probably do like a 12-inch letter, just a little bit smaller, but there's probably enough room there right underneath to install it.
Well, we're looking at that, too. I gave some stuff to Rick about putting, like, the patch and having it done and actually putting out there, too, in color. Don't know if that stuff is still in your office.
Is that like a...
It was actually a sign company that did police patches. You can send a police patch to, and it's actually really nice, and it would...
Metal?
Metal, yeah, it's metal, and it looks really nice, and
our church just had ours redone.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
It just looks nice, because it adds a little flair. Mm-hmm. So. Cool. So, you guys are good with that?
Store too.
What?
About
stickers for your doors. No stickers. No stickers on your truck. We're not buying any stickers. No stickers.
He wants decals.
Decals. No decals either. Okay, anything else?
So sponsorship like NASCAR.
Yeah.
Get wraps. Wrap our village vehicles.
Like MTD buses.
Yeah.
I love it.
All right.
We need a chameleon painted.
The
police car, though.
Brought to you by.
So, we there's no other discussion. We have a resignation letter from Summer to accept for Her last day will be November 27th, if anybody wants to see that. Motion. I did not touch him.
Bit my lip.
It's violet tear.
Teach me to chew gum.
Yeah.
And write at the same time.
Right now, do we need a vote on that? Just accept it.
No, I think that's just something Perfect. You can accept as the mayor. The other item, I think, would be more.
Okay.
But if you want to vote on it, you can.
This saddens me, too. This is the next item, the resignation letter. Evrina. I do like how she addressed her letter, though.
Is this the third time I've read a letter from
her? Exactly.
Not that I'm counting.
This time I was on for good. I was not going to let anything get to me.
But she saw a need.
Yeah, do we have to vote on this one either, right?
Yeah, I think you would vote to accept this one.
Okay.
It's one of your own.
What if we all said no? What happens? Let's try it.
Let's
try it and see what happens.
All right. I need a motion.
I'll make a motion to accept resignation of Rena Anderson from Village Board.
And a second.
A second.
Roll call.
Roll call.
Okay, roll call.
Anderson.
Yeah, yes.
Buffo?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stewart?
Yes. For the third and final time.
So, the next item, do you want to go to executive session to talk about it, or is everybody fine voting on the next one?
Does everybody know about it?
Mm-hmm.
You wanna, Rena? You wanna come sit with us, little people? Now that you're no longer on the board, now you're just a regular person now.
I knew I wanted to put on the board really bad.
We're recording.
Okay. Does anybody want to discuss it? Go to the executive session, discuss or
employment?
Well,
or something.
I want to vote on this next one. It was a text message. You
yeah.
Answer.
Yeah. I'm fine with it.
Okay.
With not having to go to the executive session.
All right. So I would like to hire Rena to replace Summer in the office, effective immediately, so we can get her trained. We're doing the new water system, which is up and running, by the way. They just installed all of it. So.
Ma'am.
Yes.
Could you tell us your qualifications?
Are you serious?
My qualifications.
I know how qualified you are.
I think if you're going to do that, probably would want to do it in the executive session.
Yeah. No, I don't need your qualifications.
Bringing you out of retirement.
Right?
So,
thank you for being willing to serve the community in a completely different way.
You're welcome.
I'm gonna really miss you on the board, though.
Thank you for the opportunity. This board has been completely different than what I have been accustomed to in the past. I've had some difficulty myself trying to fit in a little bit. I've learned a lot, though, and I've gained much more knowledge in a different way. And I appreciate you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rena. So, I need a motion.
Motion to hire Rena Anderson to work in the office full time. Second.
And do you have a compensation amount, or do you know that?
Do you remember what it was?
$15.
$15.
Okay.
And on that, that's something that I want to reevaluate in 6 months. Because we're getting somebody that's way overqualified. So, but I just need a second.
Second.
Is that okay?
So that hourly rate's pretty motion.
Yes.
Yes.
It's whatever Summer was making, essentially.
Yeah.
And do we need a roll call for that, right? We do? Okay,
yes,
everybody. Roll call.
Buffo?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Thank you, guys. Anything else? Because I have nothing else for the meeting.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. I am thrilled. So thank you very, very much.
When do you want me to?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow. Brandy would make Brandy happy too, because aren't they working on the new system? Camstrom's going to be here tomorrow too in training too, so I'd like for that.
Blake from Camstrom, the actual corporate, is here going to be training tomorrow.
Okay.
So
tomorrow it is.
I'd like to thank whoever was involved fixing that water main break.
Oh, that was Matt. He's
on
here.
That nice sunshiny day.
Oh, yeah. Dave, that was a project.
There's a lot more residents in the community that are signed up for the rave now, because I've probably got 10 calls that day, and I says, well, if you sign up for the rave, you'll get the notifications. So.
We do need to work on getting that out a little bit quicker. That was not supposed to go the way it went.
Well, and
so.
It's on the day it was and the time. It's more important to get it fixed than to spend hours trying to figure out how to post that. So I'm good with it. A few disgruntled residents, and I understand why. But
and to be honest,
if it's
something that's really needs to be pushed out very quickly like that, let's not even geofence it. Let's just send it to everybody.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
And then let them decide, okay, do I need to know this?
That's certainly reasonable.
We can do it either way. The longest time is getting the info to me. Geofence, I just click, click, click.
Right.
Brainy's going to put it on the rave thing on how to sign up for it on our water pills, on the back side of the water pills.
You can double side those?
No.
Or
I will put it on
a label.
Side.
The other side. I'm sorry, the other side.
Left or right.
Okay.
I misunderstood what she said. I'm thinking double side, but then I guess
like,
the address
really?
Goes on the other side. Or something. There's a blank. Is it just
the
blank?
The back side's blank.
I don't know how to price pay it. Anything else?
Let's make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
Right.
Second.
Perfect. Oh, perfect. Nice.